Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network USA, and as most of you know by now, the gathering Ireland is turning out to be a huge success, and in our programs we've tried to bring you to show you the diversified array of events taking place in Ireland that's creating such a an amazing response. One such event, we're going to go live to Ireland. We're going to go to Longford, which around here is no surprise. There's very little coincidence in our having Longford representation on this program. But we're going to go to Anne Tully, who has been involved in the Goldsmith Society and the Goldsmith Summer School for a goodly number of years. She is past secretary, former secretary, director of the committee of the Goldsmith International Literary Festival. And this is in its 29th year. It's the third largest in Ireland. And let me welcome Anne Tully. Anne Tully, you're very welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Adrian. Thanks for having us.
Now, tell us about, first of all, about Goldsmith himself.
Okay, well, we're very proud of him in Longford, despite all sorts of attempts by other places to claim him. We hang on tightly to Goldsmith here in Longford. He grew up close to Ballymahon in County Longford, and Ballymahon, of course, it sounds like everybody ought to know where it is, but it's a small town close to the centre of Ireland, close to the town of Athlone.
Yes.
And he grew up there, and he was the son of a clergyman. Grew up quite impoverished, went to school in Edrisstown, County Longford, of which I believe you might be familiar as well.
Yeah, that gets mentioned on here every couple of weeks. But anyway.
Does it? Okay, well, Goldsmith received his early education in Edrisstown.
Now, we're going back the bulk of 300 years.
Yes.
Yeah.
As you know, history is very relative here in Ireland. Like,
yeah.
You know, 300 years is only a few days ago, really,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, nobody was talking about America back then. But anyway, he was born actually in 1728.
Yes, 10th of November, day after myself. Not
okay.
In 1728 now, the 10th of November. But he left Longford and went to Trinity, our college here in Dublin. And
we have to assume from that considering that Catholics were banned until actually probably somewhere in close to middle of the last century that. No, maybe towards the
earlier in the last century.
Earlier
yeah.
in the last century, Trinity College was indeed very Anglican, and
yes, it was very much the Protestant or the Church of Ireland University,
yes.
And indeed Goldsmith was the son of a Protestant clergyman, and he went to Trinity, but he wasn't particularly. Well, he wasn't a particularly dedicated scholar or student, and he would have had to supplement his tuition fees with working, you know, almost like washing dishes or whatever, you know, working, serving the other students, the ones who were more fortunate, I suppose, than himself. But it doesn't seem to have bothered him particularly, and he graduated with his Bachelor of Arts degree and shortly thereafter, rejected for orders by the Bishop of Elphin in County Roscommon, the neighbouring county to Longford here. So from there, he headed off to Edinburgh and studied medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And seems to have been slightly more successful with his medical studies, and left Edinburgh to travel to Holland and continue his studies. And thereafter, it took a kind of a rambling tour of Europe. And there's a beautiful statue, actually, in Ballymahon of Goldsmith in his travelling garb. And he kind of busked his way around Europe, really.
Yeah. He was actually a bit of a boyo in the sense that he had no problem, nothing wrong with his ego. When he went various places, he had claimed that at a particular time to be a physician, and that he had all kinds of degrees, and he had, wherever he went, he introduced himself as doctor, and nobody asked him.
Absolutely. Yeah. He was his contemporaries now in London in the Temple, and that circle of writers that are all commemorated in Westminster Abbey would have referred to him as Dr. Goldsmith. Now, there might have been tongue-in-cheek occasionally, but he was very much, referred to as Dr. Goldsmith when he travelled.
Now, he was one of eight children. Actually, he was the fifth, right?
Yes.
Of eight children. And do we know anything about the rest of them? Was he just, was he trying to get out of the house? Was he...
There was an element of trying to get out of the house, and one of his brothers, certainly we know, supported him in his frequent periods in terms of being in dire straits and penury of one sort and another. And then his sister married in at Lone, and I think that family went on to own the Hudson Bay. Hotel in Athlone.
It is, and it's originally in a state, a fabulous place too, by the way.
Yes. Now, as far as I know, there was an in-law type connection there back in times.
Let's just say she married well.
She probably did, yes.
And
marry well by the standards.
And not be known to, her brother, who figured, well, now there's a...
as you know yourself, in-laws, you have to be careful how you choose them.
Absolutely. Tell me about it. When did he turn to writing? Because that, in hindsight, this became a kind of an afterthought, or did he have a talent, a yen for writing all along?
Well, The Traveller was first published in 1764, so that would be, I suppose, almost 20 years after he first headed off to after he first went off to Trinity.
Yeah.
But certainly his contemporaries would have, I know his epitaph would describe him as having touched nothing he didn't adorn in terms of the writing art. He's a very talented poet, very talented dramatist. Not a bad novelist either. Jane Austen, amongst others, refers to his novels. So
how was he?
Quite a talent in that way.
And when was he recognized as a writer for somebody who kept moving?
I suppose The Traveller, his first, it's an epic poem actually. The line, a line from which actually is the theme of this year's event. But The Traveller was published to a reasonable amount of critical acclaim. The Vicar of Wakefield, the novel, which was published in 1768, a couple of years after, was a significant publication. Was immediately recognised as an excellent piece of work. And The Deserted Village, then I suppose in 1770 would have been his. It's the thing perhaps that people are most familiar with. A lot of generations, in fact, of Irish students would have learned The Deserted Village by rote, whether you wanted to or not, I suppose. But you would meet people from previous generations who could quote whole swathes of The Deserted Village. Quite an epic sort of poem. And then his play, She Stoops to Conquer, would have been in 1773. So I suppose his output from a literary point of view, I suppose about 50 15 years or so,
yeah.
You know, he would have been maybe confined to that time frame in terms of his writing.
Yes. Okay. So now, the Goldsmith Summer School.
Yes.
Again, I know it has grown tremendously over the decades, but where does it take place, and when, for this year?
It's pretty much in what we might call South Longford and West Meath. Now, there's very little difference between the two. It's a matter of stepping over the bridge from one to the other.
Try telling that to the footballers, but anyway, go ahead.
This is very true. But, it's been taking place in and around Ballymahon,
mm-hmm.
Abbey Shrewl, and I suppose Palace Tang, which would be very much there on the border of Longford and Westmeath. And it has been taking place in one form or another for the last 29 years. Now, I haven't been involved for 29 years, but I suppose I've been around for the last maybe 14 or so. And there are some of the original members still involved. It's a completely voluntary festival. As I say, its longevity is due in part, I suppose, to not taking ourselves too seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And, I suppose a genuine affection for Goldsmith as well. There's an affection there for him, you know.
And it's known for camaraderie and for lively exchanges. We might add to that, many times on quite controversial topics, too.
Yes. No, we have never been afraid, I suppose, to grasp the nettle in terms of some previous teams. Yes.
Now, it takes place this year, coming up pretty soon, actually.
Yeah. It takes place the June weekend every year, so the June bank holiday weekend, and this year that would run from Friday, May 31st to Sunday, the 2nd of June.
Who, over the 29 years, one thing we do know is that there's been a great interest, in many cases from the diaspora, from obviously from literary, those who kind of fish around for that. But you have every age group, and they seem like they come from all over the world. You get many from the United States.
Yes, and this year is no different, actually. We're very delighted. Well, I suppose this year's theme has tied into the gathering, the idea of bringing back. So we're delighted to welcome back old friends.
And
I suppose we trawled through the programs and the records, and we looked to see who amongst our previous contributors, I suppose, would fall into that category of living away and maybe returning or whatever.
Okay.
So we're delighted to welcome back Christopher Wheatley, Professor Christopher Wheatley. He's in the Catholic University of Washington.
Yeah.
And this, I'm not quite certain. It may be Christopher's fourth visit back, certainly his third. And he, a great friend, goes down terribly well whenever he returns. And a great fan of Goldsmith. It's one of his interests. It's one of his areas of expertise there in Washington.
Now, let's talk again, just to clarify, the theme this year, and it is indeed in conjunction with the Gathering Ireland 2013, and our faraway hills greener.
Exactly. That is the Gathering, our faraway hills greener. And the line, I suppose, we always like to follow up the theme, to supplement the theme with a line from Goldsmith's works. And this year it's from his first published work, The Traveller, And it's such as the patriot's boast, where'er we roam, his first best country ever is at home. And it's the idea, I suppose, of wondering perhaps the Irish tradition.
Yes.
Of emigrating, of travelling, of seeing the world, and whether or not this belief that maybe the faraway hills, the cycles, I suppose, of emigration,
yes,
and return that have been such a feature of Irish life over the centuries, that cycle of emigration, and then perhaps the yearning for home, the yearning to leave, to see the faraway hills, you know,
mm-hmm,
whether or not they are greener, and then the natural tendency or the natural inclination, perhaps, to return, if possible.
As a matter of interest, curiosity, I should say, did Goldsmith ever return to Ireland?
Tragically, no. No.
Mm-hmm.
He died in London in some poverty, actually, and is buried in the Temple in Westminster, or in the Temple in central London there. And the Goldsmith Committee a few years ago rededicated his gravesite and had a commemoration with the Irish ambassador in London and the British ambassador. And
all right.
I suppose
Ann,
a rededication, I
okay,
think is the term you might use.
We're speaking with Ann Tully live in Longford, Ireland. The topic is the Goldsmith International Literary Festival, now in its 29th year, third largest in Ireland. Give us the schedule for those who might be interested in, I assume that you're, those who might want to attend would like to know, like, when is it? Over 2 days? It's the long weekend. When does it start, and what kind of schedule is it?
Certainly, Adrian. Thank you. The opening, it opens on Friday, the 31st of May, in the very well-known, I suppose, to us, village of Abishrule, beautiful, mm-hmm, little village in County Longford. It would have won numerous prizes in both Ireland and Europe, actually, in the last couple of years. Beautiful little village. If you happen to have a plane, you can fly into it, or you can come in by canal, either, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it begins, the event kicks off at 8 o'clock on Friday the 31st with the local Innie singers, or Innie side singers.
Mm-hmm.
And the official...
I'm sure somebody will deign to fit into that... that sing song, take me back to the good old days, to the
there
days
you have it,
I
absolutely
went to school in Abishrule. Yeah, okay.
And the official opening is by another exile, Ms. Sally Mulready. She has been a former contributor to Goldsmith. We're glad to welcome her back. And she has recently been elevated to the Irish Council of State by none other than President Michael D. Higgins himself.
Okay.
She works very closely with the emigrant Irish community in London, I suppose the older Irish emigrant community,
yes,
perhaps the wave of emigrants from the 1950s and 60s. So we're glad to welcome Sally Mulready back, and she will be speaking on the theme of Our Faraway Hills Greener. The next day we have... a symposium on, after that, then we will have a speech by Professor Andrew Carpenter from UCD, another old friend of the society. He's emeritus professor of English from UCD and has visited us many times. So we're delighted to welcome Andrew back. And Ortiz Tom Maguire is chairing that particular session.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I can tell and tell you that we're not dealing with muck here. I mean, this is it's a great lineup. And actually, rather than continue,
okay,
with that, you have a website, you have a way for those who may be heading to Ireland.
Yes, it would be absolutely lovely if they coincided,
yeah,
with Ballymahon. The
okay
website, which will be updated closer to the time as well as anything else. that anything else that people might like to have a look at is Goldsmith Literary Fest, or Goldsmith Festival rather, .ie, to make it rather shorter. So it's Goldsmith Festival. .ie, all lowercase, etc.
Terrific. And indeed, friends, that event, among what is now close to 4,000 scheduled events for this year, that information, for those who are even thinking of going to Ireland, is also available through the website, Tourism Ireland's website, Ireland.com. My guest, Anne Tully, to you and to your committee, the Goldsmith International Literary Festival, again taking place, friends, from May 31st for what in Ireland is known as the June Bank Holiday Weekend. Good luck to you in that, and we just want to point out also that for those who would like to attend just some of the events, you're not going to get trapped into the entire weekend, but as Antelli tells us, a director of the committee, that that information is being updated on the website, which again is, and tell us so if I don't get it wrong.
Oh, the goldsmithfestival.ie. And in case you're afraid that it might be a bit weighty with all these professors and everything else, there are lots of musical events and a tour of what I suppose we might call Goldsmith Country. So lots of, I suppose, lighter events as well in the midst of all the weighty discussion.
Well, that will be welcome, I'm sure, too. And there is an event, too, in a place very well-known place there. It's only a lively walk from the place called the Jolly Pigeons.
Yes.
Okay.
Very well-known. An iconic little pub on the, I suppose, about a few miles from Athlone, 5-6 miles from Athlone.
Terrific.
And the pub or the tavern, I guess, gets its name from the Three Jolly Pigeons pub that's mentioned in She Stoops to Conquer. And for a small fee, well, actually no fee at all, I suppose, for a little glass of port, the landlord there will actually sing the Three Jolly Pigeons song from She Stoops to Conquer.
Sounds great.
You don't ask him to stop that.
It's great, and also there have been great stories of many sessions and which take place there, again, not foreign to Ireland, where unscheduled sing-songs and musicians and entertainers and poets and those who think they are poets,
yes,
all rally and have a good time. It's one of the events, friends, taking place in Ireland, and we are indeed delighted to link up with Anne Tully and to those of the Oliver Goldsmith Summer School, which was established back in school itself was back in 85.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Adrian. Thanks for your time and for your interest. And every good wish to yourself and to your listeners. Delighted to talk to you. Anyway.
And just to make my life easier, you might want to include Anya Sheridan from Edwardstown in Longford, who always threw out that Goldsmith connection there. I never knew what it was, and I choose not to ask. Now I know. And Tully, and friends, again, for information on Ireland, for information on the gathering, for information on one of the now 4,000 events taking place. The Tourism Ireland website, the Bible of Tourism, and everything you'd ever want to know about Ireland. As a matter of fact, more than you'd ever want to know about Ireland, log on to ireland.com. And friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA.